The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said, exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right, now.
So, on one of the other episodes, I was talking about the WAP, and people were like, girl, you crazy. You know, they was really just kind of tripping out on me. But, you know, I get it. But today, what I want to talk about is dating after, before, during the pandemic. You know, we don't know when this is going to be over, so I wanted to say it's dating after the pandemic, but and I say that because it's not like people are really doing a lot of dating right now. Then again, you know, in Texas, of course, in other places, people just doing whatever the hell they want. You know, they say stay in the house, and nobody really staying in the house. So, you know, dating during, before, and after the pandemic. So I really was just kind of figuring out, well, hell, I ain't really been dating or nothing. But it's funny because I was looking at my timeline and, you know, it's a lot of stuff that's geared around being single and stuff that, you know, kept popping up on my line about women and men complaining that we don't know what we like to eat. Matter of fact, one was so extreme, it said no woman knows what she wants to eat. You know, just women just cannot figure out what they want to eat. So, you know, I kind of wanted to speak to that because I find it funny that, you know, and I may be telling on us women by saying this, but I just kind of find it funny that nobody really said why that is the fucking problem. Excuse me. But, why women can't or don't know, can't decide, don't know what they want to eat or whatever. Part of the reason we don't know, and I'm not going to say this is all women, but I'm going to damn sure speak for me. But part of the reason we don't know what we want to eat is because we don't know if we're going to fuck you or not. I mean, that's a big issue. So, you know, it's a lot of things to take into consideration. I mean, it may be your first date. It may be your 10th or your 3rd. But take into consideration, you know, what's this tone set like, you know? What kind of suggestions is he making? Is he making some Benihana suggestions? You know, is he making some high-end steakhouse suggestions? Or is he making Taco Bell you know, some other little fast food type shit suggestion. It's based on the type of suggestions that he makes. And then, you know, you got to think, okay, I done went through all of this prep to get my shit right for this date. Like, you know, I done shaved my ass smooth as a veal cutlet or went and got waxed, whatever way you going to get it smooth or landing strip, however the fuck. You know, it's fresh. The coochie fresh. I done went through all the WAP essentials. So, I might even be dripping at the moment. Who knows? But my point is, so I got all these things to take into consideration. You know, if I eat Mexican food, that's a hell no. Hell no. Them fucking beans gonna rip my ass apart. We not finna play them games. So, no, don't even make that damn suggestion. I like Mexican food, but, you know, if there's any thought of us hooking up afterwards, that's probably not what I want to eat. Now, we're going to eat the Mexican food and you taking my ass right back to the house. That, okay, cool. Then, yeah, Mexican food it is. You know, because, I mean, come on, not just the beans will tear your ass up, but you're liable to be bloated and have some other shit going on. You know, and he take you to a steakhouse and you're like, ooh, that's pretty heavy. I'm going to be wanting to go to sleep because I'm going to have a couple of glasses of wine with it. I don't know. Wine may wake you up. Wine make me sleepy as hell. I'm just not going to be a good, you know, I'm not going to be good entertainment. So, you know, hey. Then, of course, you got some of those fellas out there that's vegan and vegetarian. That's fine. But you got those green leafy vegetables that give you gas. If you don't mind me pooping in your face, then yeah. But no, there's nobody want that nasty shit, especially, you know, this is supposed to be a special intimate moment. So, you know, I'm telling you, there's logic and intention and everything that the female does. So it ain't that I just don't know what I want to eat. I'm trying to make a real conscious decision and bring that shit together like full circle, right? So, I don't know. You say Italian food. Most Italian food is heavy. And, you know, got all this pasta and sauce. It's heavy on the carb. But look, I'm not finna give you my sucking skills. You sitting there watching me suck on this spaghetti and this pasta. And you like, yeah. You're not finna get no preview and shit of what it do. No, you find out later. If you gonna find out later. See, these are things that go into the balance. And then, you know, damn sure can't go to no hibachi place. You know, are you insane? Nigga, they play with fire. And I probably got on some fake lashes. I don't know how my weave is at that particular moment. I mean, I may be natural. I don't know. Either way, something is flammable on me. And these motherfuckers play with fire. So that's probably not a good move. I mean, have you not seen how sister's eyes get when them motherfuckers is trying to throw some shit at her or cut something up or do some fire shit at her? It's just not good. And then you run the risk of there being a little allergy to some fish and shit up in there. And nah. So, let's see. That's not going to work either. And then, you know, that foreign food. Like, I like a lot of foreign food. I like African cuisine. I like island cuisine. A lot of that shit's spicy. So, yeah, you're going to give me a whole bunch of scotch bonnet and all that spicy stuff. And I'm going to tear it up. And then my stomach's going to be like, oh, you finna ride this toilet. You going to ride it, baby. You're not coming off of there till in the morning. And it's not. I just don't do it. Just that is not cool. So, you know, back to all of this prep that I did to get to you. You know, I didn't cleanse out everything. I didn't. It's all smooth. I exfoliated and shit and oiled it back down with the essentials of this and the essentials of that. I'm smooth as shit. And now you done fed me this bullshit and we want to go to, you know, Pound Town later. You know, it's for the second half of the date. And I'm like, whoa, because you ain't going to be able to squeeze on my stomach. Whoa, you ain't going to be able to slap my ass. It's a lot of things that just kind of fucked up. So now here it is. I'm like, okay, so when I get over there, I'm going to have to take a shower and fuck up all this skin purification that I just did, and I'm subject to, I didn't have my WAP bag with me and my, you know, overnight processing and, you know, reinforcement bag. And so now I gotta use that shit in there with your cheap ass, because men are cheap when it comes to products and shit like that. So now I gotta go in there and use this shit that you got in there that just say lotion. It don't say shit else but lotion. Fuck is this? And I'm itching and shit. And I'm talking about scratch my back and you trying to fuck. Because I didn't know my back really itch. You just, you scratch my back. Okay. and then you got your face in my ass. This is just not good planning. And so I'm telling you, we women are very conscious about why we tell y'all we don't know what we want to eat or we can't make that decision. And then lastly but not least, don't forget Chinese food. We eat that shit and you know, as soon as the session is over, I'm hungry again. You ain't gonna get your ass up and feed me again. So if you wasn't planning on feeding me twice in the same night, you might not want to do that Chinese shit either. So, you know, that's just a food for thought. On, you know, why fellas is always complaining about why women don't never know what they want to eat. It's got, you know, it's just some things to consider. It's just some things to consider. I mean, we take a lot of prep to get ready and, you know, we trying to decide if this is going to be one of those dates where, you know, I'm going to give him some head. And if I do that, hey, how many of y'all saw that little clip that Cardi B did to revise and add to her WAP song? She did a little clip. And she was giving women advice on how to get that WAP and how to keep that WAP. And it was some sound-ass advice. I got to say, good looking at Cardi. I agree. She said, bitch, need to be hydrated. You're going to have that dry-ass pussy if you're not hydrated, which is true. So, you know, that's the other thing. So I've been sitting at the house not eating because I know I'm going to eat with your ass. So I done damn near starved myself all day. I've been eating on bullshit and I've been hydrating. Because, you know, I'm trying to debate if this is going to be, you know, a session afterwards. So I'm trying to get hydrated because, you know, I'm going to stay hydrated, keep my coochie hydrated. And then I'm eating chocolates and things. I'm like, what's your favorite food? You know, I'm going to be eating some pineapples and shit just to kind of, you know what they say. And honestly, I want you to do the same thing. So, and then, you know, Cardi B mentioned that, you know, if you've been eating chicken wings and barbecue and shit like that all day, licking on your fingers and stuff, and you know, gagging on somebody's dick, and you didn't brush your teeth first, and then you let them fuck, you letting them put all of that impurities in your vagina. Now your pH off, and you wonder why you don't got that WAP. Sound advice. Real good advice. So then, you know, that's the other thing. I'm like, I ain't got my WAP bag, my overnight little accessory bag, whatever you call it, the wet-ass coochie bag. I don't have it with me, so I can't brush my teeth prior to and after. And I'm like, you know, just kind of excuse the mood. So, advice. Don't be so hard on these women when they don't know what they want to eat. There's a lot of things that go into consideration, like, okay, did I bring my sexy clothes? I might want to hide something. Do I got my little bag? And, you know, I might need my reinforcements. You DM me, ladies, if you want to know about some bomb ass reinforcements. I will not let my secrets gout on this here shit. No. Mm-mm. DM me, but for real, it's some stuff out there. Lord Jesus. Oh my goodness. I never seen nothing like it. It was come everywhere. I was just like, bitch, are you sick? Do you have an infection? No, you straight. It's clean. And it's just, yeah. It's WAP times 10, okay? So, but, yeah. Back to the subject matter at hand, though. You got to also take in consideration if you're going to be, if this is date number, whatever it is, where you'd establish, we're going to be a couple. I think a lot of times people don't have those conversations. I was talking to this one guy and he told me that the chick told him, if you come in my mouth, then we're a couple. I'm like, damn, that's when they made that decision? He said, yeah. I said, well, did you come in her mouth? He said, no. I said, oh, so you're just going to keep hitting and you knew that this was the stipulation that she put on making a couple. I said, okay, whatever floats your boat. Whatever prep, just know that every woman does some type of prep before she goes on a date. She does some type of prep before she is in an intimate setting. And so you're talking about a potential combined event. Like, you know, is there going to be an after party to this date? Is there going to be an after stairs to eating and drinking and knowing what kind of alcohol, my alcohol threshold and all these other things, you know? Because if we go to a place that ain't got no bar, I ain't going to get no liquor. I might not even like you. I might need the liquor to like you. I don't know. So these are just things to take into consideration when a woman say, I don't know what I want to eat, babe. I'm going to think about it. And you throw these whack-ass suggestions. She said, I know the fuck he didn't. Nah, I'm not even hungry no more. So, yeah. And that's what I got for what Tanisha said today is dating during the pandemic and what to eat. All right, then.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right now. You are listening to What Tanisha Said exclusively on Bashani Radio App. All right now.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.